some ways is separate from the city and the community. You play your game, you get on your bus, you get on your plane, you go home, and all you see are rinks. Then this game has been tied to events and opportunity to meet people, and for a hockey guy, meet some stars, you know, meet some guys that were real important to you when you're in those teen years. And then sharing a little bit of the joy of the game, and then Winnipeg's tie to the game. So it's been completely different than anything I've been through. I've enjoyed it very much.
Quick follow-up, who are some of those heroes or villains that you got a chance to meet?
Well, how long you want it. The guys that for me at 5 and 6 and 7, right, are all Montreal Canadiens, because we got three channels in Sault Ste. Marie. There was the French channel that my dad understood, but nobody else did. We got WKBD out of Detroit, so Gordie Howe was a big man on campus for my dad. He grew up in kind of Windsor in Montreal. And then it was the Montreal Canadiens, so it was Guy Lafleur and Larry Robinson. I made mention of that a number of times. That I had kind of gone from Guy, figured out I wasn't a very good skater, decided to really like Larry, and talked about him being my hero until he grabbed me in the hallway one day when our teams were playing against each other in the playoffs and asked me to lay off because he didn't want to feel that old. But those are the guys, and then it's the Oilers, right? That's my teenage years, watching those guys. And then what's really interesting is you get to coach with one of them, and they are such just regular guys, all of them. And with all their experience and their greatness, it's what makes the sport special and different. I know we say it, but sometimes we forget it, how great it is to be around these guys who've impacted and been stars in our country. And when you meet them, they're just like your brother or your best friend. They're just regular guys.
When you're at the gala dinner last night and those alums are speaking, what do you want your players now, your young guys, anything leap out you want them to learn from?
I want them to see how they sit with each other, right? So you've got the Jets and you've got the Oilers, and the Oilers clearly had a championship run, and they get to be, and I get to watch it with Charlie a little bit, and I had Paul Coffey in Carolina. They are the fastest of friends, right? They have a bond with each other that clearly endures today because they won together, and I want the young guys to see that this is it. This is your group of men that we hope, create a bond with that will last well into your later years. That friendship there, that's what they get. That's the real payoff, right? So I played junior hockey, right? And I'm there last night, and a guy named Darren Shannon walks over and says hi. And I've seen Darren in 30 years, but I played with him, and so his brother Daryl. Who was my roommate in junior, and I wouldn't have seen him in 25 years, both Winnipeg Jets. And that's my group. It's a 3-4-year group. It's got Pete DeBoer in it, Adam Graves in it, guys like that. These guys got to have a 5, 10, 15-year group where they played together, won Stanley Cup. So that's the real get for them. That's what makes them special. I'd love for our guys to be able to experience that as well.
Paul, from a hockey perspective, what's the unique preparation you need, afternoon game, outdoor game, all the fanfare surrounding the game to sort of keep your players where you want them mentally?
We haven't fought it, to be honest with you. I've talked to a number of coaches that have had outdoor game experience, and they all said the same thing. You know what? It was a fantastic experience. Your players will enjoy it, and you should try to enjoy it. So we talk about this not as a theme for this weekend, but a theme for how we work. That we want to make sure there's enough time that we enjoy our lives in the game. Even when the coach is in a bad mood, the players have to find a way to find some joy in what they do. I know that sounds strange to you because from the outside you're looking in and you'd say, how is your life not perfect? You're playing in the NHL, but you don't see the grind and the pressures that are on them. They have to find a way to enjoy the game. So we want to be able to flip that switch. You know, you shouldn't have to be spitting nails in practice or in a bad mood all the time. You've got to find some joy. So we want to be able to take all of it in. Enjoy last night. Have fun at the practice today, but work hard. And then when the puck drops tomorrow, be able to flip that switch. It's a really important lesson to learn for a young team. You say those older, more veteran teams, they know how to win. They know how to turn it on. These are the things. They also knew how to have a really good time. Enjoy each other's company. Enjoy the events. So it's part of the learning curve for us.
Paul, Patrick Laine already had a lot of eyes on him before Wednesday, and then Wednesday happened. There's quite likely to be a lot more, especially tomorrow with the spectacle of this game. How's that going to affect him?
Well, again, I hope he takes it all in. This is something this young man, to get to where he is, has dealt with a version of it, right? He didn't sneak into the two-hole. And it's going to be part of his life, his career. That scrutiny, that is also sometimes where I am in awe of the great players of our game, how they're able to be that consistent that night when... Well, you guys know, every time, let's say, Tampa comes in or Pittsburgh, you say, how are you going to stop Sidney Crosby? And there, here comes the list. And my answer always is, we're not, right? If anybody could, they'd have figured it out already, and the guy wouldn't be at the... He wouldn't win the Hart Trophy. That's how good these guys are. But they also have to learn, right? In their first few years, they're not quite as dynamic unless they're Timu. It takes them a while to learn that level of consistency. So we talked to him. We're more interested in making sure he's part of the team, one of the team, and that we're not working with him every day. Leave him alone and let him experience it. And part of it is that's a kid that knows he has to jump in the deep end and he's got to swim. That's part of being the second overall. It's also part of being as gifted as he is.
Paul, when it comes to a couple of you over here, sorry. When it comes to a couple of your veterans who've not been in the lineup on a regular basis, this is a regular season game. It's business as usual. But are there some extenuating circumstances there for those guys?
There are for me, but there also were in the home opener. So I've had to mentally deal with that already. Yeah, I'm not giving you the lineup.
I realize he was just there for the team picture, but are you any closer to knowing how long Brian Little may be out, Paul?
Give you a better answer in about a week. Okay. We're working on weeks here, not days.